Blog Talk Radio.
Umalay Shaitan Rajeem, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Ashadu ilaha ilaha illallah. Ashadu ilaha ni Muhammad al Rasulullah. We open the band windows and we testify. There's no God but one God. Proper name is Allah. He is the creator of this creation. The creator of this creation to test all of it and see which one is worthy of the reward he want to give to the human being for doing right in this wicked world that we live in. So we are the night in the name of God, name of Allah, most gracious and most merciful. We bear witness that will nothing be ever be deserved our worship besides Allah. And we also bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, Ibn Abdullah, is the seal of the prophet. There's no more prophet coming. He locked the door. And the problem now is that they done made an image of God. They always have done that. Kept it, but the time is up. And it's our time to help restore this earth and let people know that there's only one creator for all the entire world. So we thank Allah for blessing us to be Muslim. With Blog Talk Radio Station coming out of California under the hand and guidance of Amin Muhammad, sponsored by Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School. So we're here tonight. We're here 6 days a week. We've been running a little late because time just flies. The time just goes by so fast. And we make sure, you know, excuse me, it's 7 o'clock. It's 5 minutes to 7. And we, I mean, time just starts rolling around this time. Even though when we be out in the street talking, we had to cut it short because we know we got to get on the Blog Talk Radio Station. So we here tonight to keep spreading the word. There's only one creator, and Satan have made other creations. They have used the church to promote this, not the real churches, but imitating so-called church. Because where you be Catholic, Baptist, or Methodist, God said don't make no image of him. And they don't broke that law. And that's why we experience all the hatreds going up on throughout the world. Like the lady in Florida shot through the door trying to get her computer, her laptop back from this Caucasian lady, and the Caucasian lady shot through the door and killed the African-American lady who got children. They shot through the door and told a lie that this lady threatened her and threatened to come in and kill her. All these lies these people say, and it comes from religion. It comes from them being put up as the people that God chose to be over the world. So all these lies got to come to end. And who you think going to bring them to an end? We said that the Muslims under the leadership of Imam Waris D. Muhammad really got a head start on changing this world. And we realized if this world will be changed, then we're going to have to, propagate this religion to the masses of people and show them how intelligent this religion, Islam, speaking same language of the Bible, but speaking in an intelligent way, making sense out of it. It makes sense to not worship with nothing but one God. It makes sense. But that makes sense. But if people don't come together, get out in the streets and share this information with the people that desperately need it, then we just got something that makes sense and can't help nobody because nobody really want to share. So this information must be shared with the people. So what we're saying, remove all racial image from worship. Don't even have them. And there's a church, there's a religion that's holding God up as a man. It's time for them to stop it. It's time for good people to stop this. And that's a big falsehood, holding God up as a man. So we have been chosen to get rid of this. And with the help of Allah, with true believers, people who are firm in this religion, all we got to do is stand up. Then the one who gave us this life, the one who wanted it to come about, will support us, and we are going and get the job done by removing all of the false image of God with the help of Allah out of the world so we can change this wicked world into the world that it need to be. That's wicked. There ain't no doubt about it. It's wicked. It's a wicked world we live in. This world is going, people are going crazy. Every day, every time you look around, somebody ran up in a crowd, shooting, killing 4 or 5 people, 10 people, as many people if they can kill. Who do you think has been chosen to stop this? The one who affected by it. So we can change this. We can change this with this remove all racial, because God is too big to be put in the image. And people need to hear that. You know, we're out in the streets and the young man asked him, he said, I asked you who made this earth? You said God. We asked you who made you? You said God. We asked you who do you worship? You said Jesus. See how confusing that is? Jesus was a man born from a woman, a female, named Mary. Jesus had a mother. Jesus had to obey his mother. God is never born, and God do not die. This is what we're saying. So we can bring this about. We can bring this in. This make more sense than to say that Jesus is God. Jesus coming back. Jesus is going to die. Jesus died for the people's sin. Now, you know that don't make no sense. That would never make any sense. People say that. They don't stand by that. They say that, but they won't stand up for that. Let somebody kill their mom or their sister or their brother. They ain't going to the courthouse and tell the jury not to sentence that person with no time. They ain't going to do that. But they'll say Jesus died for the sin. But their mother or their sister just got killed. And they'll say that, but when they get to court, they said never let that person out of jail. Matter of fact, take his life, take her life. That's what they're saying. So they said things that they truly do not believe. I don't see what they believe. I don't see what they mean that. I really don't. So we're here tonight to discuss, come up with solutions to solve these problems, to get rid of the root of the problem. And the root of this problem is in racism, coming from a false image of God. God told us specifically, do not make no image of him. And the Ten Commandments and the Quran said no one seen God. So it's telling us that you're making a mistake trying to give God an image. You're making a big mistake. You're making a great big mistake. So we're here tonight to correct the mistakes, to change the world back. The world would start off be called the garden. And in the garden there was a tree in the garden that was forbidden to eat from. In other words, bad knowledge is like eating something and swallowing it. So we were told to stay away from that tree. We were told to leave that tree alone. But we were told that the tree never went anywhere. The tree is there. So the tree was cut down, and they said the tree got cut down. And we know a tree or anything that you cut down, you don't go to the root of it, it's going to continue to grow. It's going to keep returning. So we are tonight to talk about going to the root of the problem. The root of the problem is racism. One race thinks they are better than the other. One race think they're less than the other. A race think wish they was the race that oppressing the people. They wish they was part of their race. Our book, the Quran, says Allah do not like oppression. Oppression is worse than slaughter. Someone will do you or do the person a favor just to go around and take that person's life and to put pressure that person, put that guy, person through all that hardship and oppression. It's like beating somebody up one day and then adopting them, getting them back with them, come back and beat them up again the next day. So Allah said he don't want that force oppression on nobody. Now Allah is the control of everything. So we're here tonight to get rid of the false image of God. Attempt to betray God. Can't no image betray God. Nothing in creation can describe the Creator. So these lies got to come to an end. They must come to an end. And we can work to get rid of them. Because by nature, most people are good people. Don't care what they look like or where they come from. By nature, if they hear the truth long enough, if they hear the word long enough and they hear the word rightly long enough, I'm sure they'd rather submit their will to do the will of God or this honor, this
ignore the warning. And that's all scripture do come to warn. That's all the prophet did, came to warn the people to get their life back into order. And that order is the order that Almighty God wants us to have. Want us to be in order. And most people want to be in order until they grow up in a place where everybody is satisfied not being in order. It's like all the other people you see with tattoos on their body. They see somebody else with a tattoo. So they went and got one. They might got two. They might got in a race and got three. But they went and messed their body up following somebody else. They weren't thinking. And this world has not taught us to think. And Allah says thinking on him is the most powerful thinking that anybody can do. Thinking on what God wants us to do with our lives. That's the most powerful thinking you can do. So we're here tonight. We'll be here to, and then we take a day off Friday and come back Saturday. We're here to bring about a solution. We want everybody to be saved. We want our Caucasian brothers, Japanese, whatever, we want the whole human race to be saved because we are all of the children of Adam. God made us different, and then we put all these labels on ourselves, Chinaman, Japanese, Puerto Rican, Spanish, Arab, African, Negro. All these names were given to us. I'll guarantee you most of them were given to the people by the devil himself. And on, I'm from Norway. I'm from $2, $10, $2. All these labels that we put on ourselves. And the best label we should be put on ourselves is human being, human kindness, human respect. That's what we should be putting on ourselves. Until we put that on ourselves, until we work to make sure that it's put on us, we're going to continue having these problems of racism. The Republicans said that they like some African Americans. They like Donald Trump, because Donald Trump don't approve of gay. He don't approve of the homosexual life. But at the same time, this man, he don't want you to vote. He want to be the president for life, Black Putin. He don't want African American to vote. He want to be a dictator. He want to turn back the hands of time. We can deal with homosexuality. We don't have to have them in our life. And God going to deal with them after the life, because there's no way to go. There's no paradise for two women or two men. A man was interested in another man. Ain't no paradise for that person. A woman who was interested in another woman. Ain't no paradise that, no scriptures speak about a paradise for those people. All the things we can do is warn. And that was Sodom and Gomorrah. Here's a testimony, a warning to those people. But Allah, all merciful, all seeing, all know, he let people be whatever they want to in this life. Then he warned them through scripture.
If they ignore the warning, then they telling God that he does not tell them or instruct them on what to do. So those people, Allah said, lead those people to him. Matter of fact, we have no choice. They have no choice. Because when everybody dies, we all go back to the creator of this life. We all go back to Allah. We go on the earth for the spirit. The soul goes back to Allah. But there's me. And Allah said, in that soul, he can raise you up by your very fingerprint. That's a powerful statement there. But Allah gave us all these powerful statements. He said, as all the trees were pencils, all the seeds were inks, and you added another seed, you would never be able to exalt this book called Al-Quran. When the leaves fall off the tree, none of them the same. And they only fall by his permission. So I have seen trees hold on to their leaves all winter and summer because Allah did not allow that tree to drop his leaves. That's a powerful statement that Allah is saying in the Quran. Because nobody else can make that if all the trees were pencils and all the seeds were ink and added one, you would never be able to exalt this book called Al-Quran. That's a powerful statement that Allah is making to us, letting you know he's one and alone. He's unique. He lives, but he do not die. He was not born. He had no partner. He ruled this earth and this universe and everything you see and you can't see by himself. Don't need no help. That's a powerful statement coming from the book. And also at the same time, they're warning to the human being. But when a human being is not looking or don't care to believe in anything, who do we deceive? No other than itself. You only deceive yourself. So we here tonight to move these images. And these images, when they are moved, save humanity, bring humanity back. Because that's what we are supposed to be, more of human beings. We are more human beings than we anything. But the human being can take on lies. I'm sure that the devil lied to our Caucasian brother. We were told they was in Europe and living badly. And the Jew, ungodly Jew came to them and told them that God sent a deliverer and their image. And they showed him a picture of a Caucasian man look like this. That must have fired them up. That must have, their head must have got bigger than Texas, bigger than the universe when they heard that. And they heard what the Quran said, if you want knowledge, go to China. Go always, seek knowledge always to China. And they did that. They went to China. And when they got to China, they seen them popping those fireworks. And when they seen them popping those fireworks in China, that man that thought he was God, God came in his image. He said, I can make a gun. And that's exactly what he did. He made the muffin. Putting gunpowder behind a ball and putting that trick on it and let it scratch. It scratched that trigger, scratched that gadget they had there, and that thing fried that muffin, that steel muffin, out of that barrel. And that's what they would call them to take over the world. It wasn't Christianity. It was the gun that God allowed them to make. And they took over the world with those guns. But now their time is up. They can have all the guns in the world. They can't stop a tornado. They can't stop what's coming on America. So all praise is due to Allah for being a Muslim at this day and time. And we want to stay firm in being a Muslim. We got the best understanding on how we can put this world back together. We must put this world back together. The people as staying on the street, they must have houses to stay in. We gonna have to come together with the rich one off and build houses to put those people in, and then put those people in those houses and regulate them and make them realize that if you stay in this house off the street, you're going to have to clean it up. You're going to have to take a bath. You're going to have to be productive. And that will be a chance and a warning to them to give them a second chance to turn their life around. And most human beings, without a doubt, would take advantage of that. If there's a few lazy human beings, and no matter where you give them or what you said it is, they would not change. They like being backwards. They don't want to go forward. So we here tonight on this Bob Talk radio station calling people, the human family, back to what's right so we can live together in this world in peace. As long as that image up in the world and God, there will be no peace on this earth for nobody. Nobody going to really enjoy this world because God ain't going to let it happen. Hey, you ain't going to enjoy worshiping God wrongly. You're not going to enjoy having an image up in the world as God and on God's earth. And you want some happiness. You don't want no tornadoes. You don't want an earthquake. But you want to live like that your God that you make with your hand is the God we should be worshiping. No, it's coming to an end. So we're here tonight. Has anybody got anything they would like to share or say? All you got to do is match one and come into the queue, and we will cut your mic on and let you begin to share in this beautiful conversation about removing all the false image of the Creator out of the world so we can enjoy this beautiful world that God has planted us in to test us. So if anybody would like to share or say anything, all you got to do is match one, and we will see that you match one, and we will cut your mic on and let you begin to share in your understanding what you think needs to be done. I say we all are God people. I don't have no people. Everybody you see belong to God, our people. Bunny Max, he made a joke. He said there was a Jew and a Caucasian. And the Jew and the Caucasian told Bunny Max that you can't get into paradise. He said, only where you can get in paradise, you tell God something he don't know. He came out. He told Bunny Mac that he went, you know, this all biblical lies. The Bunny said he went, and God said, the man said, Bunny, you can't come in here. You can't come through these gates because you can't tell us something that we can't answer. So Bunny went and whispered, supposed to be in a man's ear and told him something. So the man said, open the gate, let him in. So when they let him in, the Caucasian man, the Jew man, they asked him, what did he say to get him in the gate? For the gate to go, what did he announce? What question did he ask? The man told him, Bunny asked the question, when will African American come together? Or was he saying, God don't even know that? We know God knows that. But that he's making a, drawing a picture to African America. We are not together. We are not unified. We own nothing as a people. All the big theaters, movie houses, most of them belong to everybody else. All the grocery stores, gas stations, all the wash house, most all the burger places, chicken places, most all everything of any value really belongs to everybody else. Beyonce's husband spent more money and bought the biggest house in Hollywood. Millions of dollars for a house that they hardly gonna live in. Just to be seen in the eyes of men and women. Big house. Who they trying to impress? It sure didn't impress me. Anybody got a sense? Know that they just want to be seen in the eyes of men and women because we so far behind everybody else. We just want to be seen. We just want to be seen. So Allah said he would never change our condition until we change what's in our hearts about each other. Allah said he never gonna change our condition. He's not gonna change our condition. Caucasian condition never changed. Looks like they going somewhere and they on food stamps and everything else. All these government programs. Stimulus check. They getting them too. Probably know they get more than we get because they know their zip code. They know what zip code we stay in. They know what area we populate. They know. They keep that up. They know how many babies we have. They know how many of us getting killed every day. They know. They keep the record on there because they hate us because of the image in the world of God. The God in their mind and the way they think that Caucasian people going to stick together. If one African-American get out of line, those Caucasians come together and fight that one African-American. And then after they deal with him, they'll go back hating each other and fighting each other. But till then, they're going to stay together. That's their language. That's the way they operate. And the only reason they're moving back in your community, they realize that you ain't no threat to do nothing no more. You ain't going to burn their house down. You're not going to kill their cat or dog. You have been domesticated. You have been made eat more bladder, deaf and dumb, because of the rap music. They know that. They know if you can listen to some rap, you put all them tattoos on your body, you know, all throughout your face, you ain't going to do nothing. You're no more threat to them. So they can move back in your neighborhood and walk the dog.
and they can own everything around you, and you ain't gonna do that. You know that. They see what we have become. They see how we love our children. And that ain't nothing else. They see us nothing in loving our children. So let me somebody else, a sister, or Quran, and wave their hand. As-salamu alaykum, Sister Quran.
Walaikum as-salam. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. What I just want to add on to some of the things that you're saying is that because you said, I can't remember, but you said something about, like, they, well, how they're treating us and what they're doing, this and that. And I came to my mind and I said, well, if we so low down and all this, I said, then what's the problem? I mean, but why they keep messing with us? That's my problem. Why, if we are like this, all what you said, then why they keep messing with us? That we're not. If they want us to stay over there, stay over this side, we'll stay on this side, and they stay. But they won't do that. They still will come over here and mess with us. So that's my thing. Is right there. Is that? And also, like I said before, all those things that you said that we had, because I remember here in Louisiana, I can only talk about what's happened in Louisiana, in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, is that we had our own stores. Well, you believe we even had our own gas station. The gas station was, I can remember, it's still on the corner right there. You know, it stayed there for a long time, the little gas pumps, you know, before it closed down. We had our own gas station, our own restaurant, and even our own movie theater. We had all this down here, and we did, and then we even had the guys that fixed the cars and sold cars and all that. So we didn't have to actually go, and then we had people that cooked too. A lot of it, because I remember my dad always go and get something from Miss Seattle, always go get a plate from Miss Seattle. She had a cafe. So my thing is that we had this. We already had this. We already had all what you said, that everything that you said we had, even our own, I can't say the bank. That was in Islam, we had the bank. But we did have all those things that you had said that we didn't have. We owned our own homes. Our brothers, all the homes that built here, basically in Louisiana, in the park area, the brothers built that home. They even did the land, the water things and everything, the water flows and everything. They did that. We just went to the Caucasians to get the, you know, so they could turn it on and we could pay for the water and all that. But our brothers did everything. And the women didn't work. They only work, if they worked, they worked because they want to, but their husband did not want them to work. Because I can't remember a sister that was working that was in the park area that I was in because what they had for them, teachers or maids. So if they wasn't a teacher or a maid or a nurse, then they didn't work. I mean, the husband wouldn't let them be a maid. I'll put it like that. And so I'm just saying, if we were so all this and so all that, why don't they just leave us alone? Why can't they leave us alone then? That's my thing. What is their problem? But see, the problem is that we don't know who we are. They know partially know who we are because they don't know who they are either. If they was lied to for 400 years, that means that for 400 years they told a lie, so they believed that lie. So they even know who they are either. I think the only Elijah Muhammad had to tell them who they were. So that's all I'm saying. So the things that we need to do so our children won't think that we never had this is that we need to get back and then let them know that crack messed them up and they putting the other drugs in the neighborhood. So that's why they need to leave these drugs alone, because let them know that you had all this. The reason why they got now, they put crack in the neighborhood, and they the one that put crack in the neighborhood. They don't have no unity. I don't believe it. But, they work together. The Mexicans work together. Also, Colossal Lincoln work together. They work together. If they so good and powerful, why they had to use crack in the neighborhood? Why they had to do that? That's my thing. Right. They were so powerful and so this and so that, because we was the same way too. Alhamdulillah. That's all I got to say. We got to give ourselves some credit, because and just tell the truth what's happened and stop let them. Just like we had unity and just like they have unity, we had it too. But when they put that crack in the neighborhood, because we didn't know nothing about no darn crack, no drug, where you get the drug from. We didn't know nothing about that.
Well, I agree with you. You're right. But what that image, what attracted us, we were going to the church that they came up with. We were going to most of their church to get institutionalized to be there. We went to that church and we sung those songs. And all the things we sung, we were singing about Jesus and who was Jesus. They were. We had their image. We dressed like them. They wore our hair like them. But we dyed and fried our hair like them. We wanted to be them. And we were separated, like you said, from a railroad track and other things. But the law wasn't just. They had control over the law. They had control over the security for our neighborhood. So, no, they let you have some things back then because they didn't want you in the store. But you had to be in the house before the sun went down. You could be out late at night. They was out late at night doing some of everything. I remember here in Atlanta that they had a show downtown where their females, the males and the female, would go watch a female having sex with a dog. And when integration came, they closed them down because they didn't want us to see that. So yeah, so everything was a lot simpler. The food was a lot better. You had real food. You ain't got the food now is, and we ain't growing it. We can't testify how real it is. We gambling with our hair, but we're not growing it. And we was growing the food. They stopped us when we were the plumbers, the pipe fitters. When we was the mechanic, we was the carpenters, and we was the bricklayers and all that, they stopped that. They put an end to that. Because you hardly see African-American got his own construction company or his own bricklayers, because they stopped it. They put a stop to it. And we allowed them to do that because of their image in the world. Call them white people. Mm-hmm. You're saying they are the best people. And God said he never created a white people or black people. He only created human beings. And when we start being human beings, don't care what a person are or what he is, we don't care for each other. As long as we tell my we love color, we love each other because of our color, we ain't going nowhere. That God didn't mean for that to happen. They called it. Okay, well, I'm gonna bring before I bring Rocky up. I'm gonna see. I have brother Amin is in the queue. Let me bring him up.
All right, assalamu alaikum.
Well, look out, salam.
Yes, all praise be to Allah. Yes. Allah is the most great, you know, the most everything that we need, you know, alhamdulillah. We need to bow down and worship him and keep him in, you know, and pray to him on time as much as we can, our prayers and our du'as. Couple points I want to make. Alhamdulillah. I was just thinking about listening to Sister Karan. You know, crack, I know it's crack, but you know, this country also is run by alcohol. illegal, which is what Imam Muhammad called a liquid drug. This place is saturated. They got all kind of liquor stores all over the place. You know, people drink, go in them liquor stores. The next thing they know, they own the liquor, and then they own something else too, you know. And, somebody was saying that liquor is worse than dope, you know, because it's all over the place. And they made it legitimate, so-called legitimate. And more
yeah.
people, you know, consume that liquor. They go in them liquor store and be drinking that gin and that scotch and that whiskey and, you know what I mean, and beer. And then once they start drinking those beers, let's go have a beer. And then next thing they know, they, you know, drinking scotch and maybe take a puff on some weed. And then, oh, well, by that time, you've taken a puff on some weed and you maybe get, you know, do a little snorting, a little cocaine. That ain't gonna hurt you. You know, that ain't gonna hurt you. Look, and before you know it, you know, a raving maniac. You know what I mean? And so many people get caught up. I was talking to a sister. Her mother saw Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School, and she was impressed. And then she called me, and then her daughter called me. So, and her daughter's having a tough time and needs a place to stay, and her son is taken from her. And smart lady. I talked to her. She's a smart lady. I said, well, why aren't you working? You know all these skills. She could manipulate computers and stuff. And I broke my leg, she said. So our people are having trouble or our problems. And a lot of times that stem from them, Allah says intoxicants, gambling. But he said toxicants. He said, no, that's Shaitan. That's Shaitan. Stay away. So we need to tell people, stay away from that. That's what I try to tell my daughters all the time. You get with these people, and they non-Muslims, and they had their celebrations, and they invite you over. And the next thing they know, they, you know, popping out there, even on Christmas. I told my sister, yeah, you know, and she gets mad at me. But, yeah, you girls over there popping, just have a little innocent drink. Just have a little drink. Yeah, you all, you know, now tell them no, you don't want none of that, and tell them, you know, I got caught up, and you know, I got experience, and I'm gonna tell it. No, it, none of that's no good. Tell them what Allah say is toxic, devil, that's devil stuff. Praise be to Allah. That's one point. Alhamdulillah. I'd like to talk about Alhamdulillah. And the other point, I got into a discussion with my cousin. He's back in Houston. And, you know, it made me think. I said, these people had that Bible. You know, we read the Quran, and also we read the Bible, because Allah Elijah Muhammad was in the Bible, and the Imam Muhammad taught us out the Bible. But also we got the Quran, and people very specifically, they get into the Quran and they learn the Arabic, and now they know the Quran in Arabic and English. You know what I mean? So we're concentrated in the Quran and in Scripture, and not only Quran but Scripture. And I was telling my cousin, I kind of stumbled upon this point, but those people don't even know that Bible. The preachers ain't bringing it out. But I said, look. One of the things that the Quran does, the Holy Quran, Kareem, came to us as a correction, okay. You know. And it came because Shaitan or somebody, I'm telling him, I say, somebody got a hold of that Bible and made those prophets of God into monstrous people that even a Fifth Street junkie would have better morals than the Noah that they presented in the Bible. Got drunk. They say Noah got drunk. He took his clothes off, got naked, and he went with his daughters. That's what's in the Bible. That's what they get. So I was telling my cousin, I said, you know, the Holy Quran, Allah says, God, Almighty God says in the Holy Quran, he says, all the prophets that I've sent to you are honorable, upright, clean, moral, strong, virtuous people, highly spiritual and highly, highly moral and clean people. I say, but that Bible, you know, makes those, the prophets of God into monsters, into monsters. And also, I was telling him that the Holy Quran puts our prophets, all of them, Adam and Lot and Noah and David and all of them as role models. NWA said, I ain't no MF. NWA said, I ain't no MF role model, you know, in their song, you know. But no, but Allah put them to us as a role models. These are the people that Allah says that I present before you. Follow their guidance. Follow their life. And I'm telling my cousin, he just got this is quiet because he know that's the truth. I says the Bible make Noah into a monster. Got drunk, got naked, and then he turned into a pedophile and what's the word for somebody, a man go with his daughters or, you know, a woman go with his son or something, you know. But I forgot that word. But, you know, we need to point that out to these Christian people. We need to put, you know how they used to say that, you know, knock this chip off my shoulder and we can fight. Well, you know, we need to almost go around with a chip on our shoulder. Say, come on, I want to get in all of them. This dude, what's this dude's name? He sound like an FOI, but he a Christian, and they say Jesus, he say Jesus is God. I used to think he was strong. What's his name? The Christian preacher.
Jenner?
I forgot his number now. Huh?
I was saying Jenner, not Jen, huh?
Name? Yeah. What's his whole name?
Oh, I don't know his whole name. I know he's calling Pastor Jenner.
Gino,
I know that.
Gino Jenner.
Go. Gino, that's right. There you go. I used to listen to him, but Shuja was saying that he said Jesus is God or something.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, okay. He lost his mind now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he getting paid or something. He lost his mind of getting paid, and they told him don't be talking about, you know, Jesus is a prophet and all that, you know. But anyway. Mm-hmm. We need to point out to these Christians how the Bible have been corrupted. They got a hold to it. They got a hold to that Bible and made David, like David, you know, he looked into the moonlight and he saw his general's wife in the moonlight. And her body, you know what I mean, just did something to him. You know, he saw her in the moonlight. And next thing he know, he said, I want that woman. So he sent the general into war to get him killed so he could get his woman. You know, that's David. That's in the Bible. That's Daoud.
Yeah.
You know, but that's not our David, but that's their David. And, I mean, you know, so what they've done was they've left these Christian people leaderless. They ain't got no role models. These people, and they don't bring that stuff. I've been listening to Spragger DeMont and them, listening to Spragger. I mean, listen, they don't bring that stuff out. They hide that. But like Imam say, it'd be in boxcar letters right there in that Bible. Boxcar letters. You know, but they, you know, these Christians are ashamed of that. They know better. They know that. They're ashamed of it, but they ain't strong enough to tell the people that this is wrong and the devil got a hold to it and put it in there and took some stuff out and made these prophets, all these prophets. I'm gonna look, that's going to be my assignment. I'm going to look up all the prophets and see what the Bible say about all the prophets. But Allah says, I sent these people as clean, upright, God-fearing, faithful people for your guidance, to guide you, and give you role models. So, you know, these people could be in your life. But y'all never hear these preachers talk about those monsters they've created in the Bible. They created some monsters. You're talking about Frankenstein and werewolf and Dracula and all like that. The prophets that they, the prophets that they got in there, you know, despicable human beings, despicable stuff. You know, he got drunk. And then he had three sons. And then he had three sons, Shem, Japheth, and Ham. And because Ham left, well, Ham's progeny is supposed to be enslaved to the other two brothers. All like that, all that old ignorant stuff, So, alhamdulillah, you know, the message of concern is having us stand up and get stronger and stronger. And we listen to, you know, we talk about the Quran and brothers come with this good teaching and everything to help straight. Because, see, we've been listening to these lies so long that a lot of times these lies are in our spirit and in our soul. And sometimes we don't, we don't really know, you know, how to really, you know, sometimes we don't think straight because we've been hearing these lies, you know. They start off talking about, well, lie to your kid, lie to your child and say that Santa Claus is giving you. That's the first lie. They say, so innocent, a lie. Santa Claus ain't going to give you. You start lying to our children, you know, from the time that they 1 year can understand. We be lying to these children. You know what I mean? Oh boy, Shaitan is running amok. You know what I mean? In this Christianity, man. So alhamdulillah. Yeah, Allah Akbar. I'll turn it back over to you, Brother Akbar. Allah Akbar.
Okay, thank you for that. Thank you. I'm gonna bring up brother Raqib. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Raqib.
Assalamu alaikum. We are at war. The war is not in a battle with God. The battle is spiritual, and the battle is against our open enemy, Satan, is here, King Lucifer, and anyone who brings on this character with themselves, whether he be Muslim, Christian, or Jew, whether it be any other religion. We know that the character of Rasulullah was a fighting character.
Can you put me on mute?
Yes, sir. I put you on mute. Yes, sir.
To the point where he made his jinn submit. And that's a very, very difficult. It's very difficult to make the jinn submit, because the majority of us humans have these egos. And it's not to determine the ego from the spirit of that person, but the ego, it stops the progress of the spirit that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give to his servant. And this is one of the key into winning and defeating this shayateen, this character, is a spirit of life. And it's only produced by Allah. And it is given to his servants as Allah chooses and pleases to destroy the shayateen within our own selves. And there's plenty of battles, and there will be plenty of wars and battles in our battles through our lifetime. But as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us, that the the worst is the battle and the worst that jihad or jihad is within ourselves. And if we can defeat this, then we can show not just to ourselves and our families and to our communities and to the world that we are the ones of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put upon earth to give obedience to our maker, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know that there are gods that have been manifest back on the earth, and there have been before Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and in other religions. But one of the tools that Allah has gave the believers was to challenge it, and fight it. Until there, as Allah tells us, until there's no more corruption. And when we find corruption, we find associating gods with Allah. When we find corrupted with our own selves, we find our idols associating to Allah. And when we find corruption in society, we find this corruption associating gods with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbil Alameen, Lord of all worlds. Now, once you can distract the first commandment from one's spirit and mind and heart, then it's very easy to apply disbelief and not to carry out other commandments that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought upon the face of the earth. This religion of Islam is not a playful religion. It is a religion that Allah has chosen and perfected and named us Muslims, named us submission to the will of, to his will, to Allah's will. And he has named us Muslims. And he has perfected our religion of Islam, which is peace. And we find that the world is in chaos. Community life is in chaos. And the individual in the community is chaotic. Till the people become chaoticness. And ritual practicing and false gods to believe in. The Muslim is we are under attack. Not just by the media, but we are under attack by other religions and by other shayateens and Lucifers that don't want the common interest of community life or even the nation of America to uplift itself and be ruled upon the laws of our Lord, the Almighty, Lord and Cherish, the sustainer of all worlds, all systems of knowledge. And you find in the political world that they have majority politicians have gave up the idea of the Constitution to be reckoned with all men and women, and you find that they have sold out this Constitution that is beautiful constructed within the practices of Quran and the practices of the gospel to liberate all people, including the last of the people in America is African-American that we know of, to liberate all mankind. So this is a war that is embedded upon the people. And it's for the people, it's for us, because this is not paradise. This is not heaven. We pray that Allah give us the best in this world, and we pray that Allah give us the best in the hereafter. We pray, but this is not the hereafter, and this is not heaven. This is not paradise. And as Rasulullah instructs us, he said, travel the world as a stranger. And if you notice, when you act as a stranger, you become more interested in your own self, and you become more serious in your worship to your Lord. Meaning, we're not to fit in. It's not a fitting thing, not a fitting religion, and we should not take on the characteristics of other people and their way of life as it's not the way of life of righteousness. Imagine that they should take on the ways of the righteousness within the brotherhood or the sisterhood from the our belief in one monotheism that can help and benefit not just us individually, but the world. One thing about our prophet, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, may peace and blessings be upon him, if we find that the Rasulullah was interest was in individual life and children, because the individual builds something that more people can't build, and that's strength. And the child is the future of us. Children are our future. And to understand that child so that their child can understand who its maker is. We're confronted with these fears of false worship, and we're confronted with homosexuality teaching our children at schools. We're confronted with this, and we're not getting a fair trial in the political world. Neither do our children, African-American children, boys and girls, are not getting fair trials in the jurisdiction system. So we know that this plays a big effect in our community and our nation. And we know that America have not changed, not since, and it have in some aspects, but it have not changed throughout the world and for America and Americans to be proud of being Americans, especially African Americans. So it not much have changed. We look at Obama, and we was enthusiastic with him, but it still didn't change. And this change that we are waiting for, and African Americans are waiting for, and the world waiting for, it relies upon the Islamic faith. It relies upon the leadership of Rasulullah, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the eyes of one monotheism, because within that one monotheism, we have equality, liberation. We fight the Shayateen wherever he may be, even if we have to physical fight him and cut his head off. We know that Allah is with us. Allah is with us. And if Allah is with us, none could be against us. None could be against us. The teachings of Christ is the coming back of Christ to our Christian brothers and sisters. It's not a physical, but it's a spirit, spiritual. And the same of all prophets. But this spiritual confession, spiritual enlightenment of the gospel, to be identified to Christianity, so that the serenity of Allah could be upon those disbelievers, those who are unguided. That spirit, that Christ, that Jesus, that Messiah will come back to the earth with the believers, the ones who worship the one true Rabbil Alameen teachings. We know that through the catastrophes through the world, and the catastrophe that New York and other cities now are experiencing with the fire, it's just the smoke from the city, the smoke is taking its place into society. But Allah does all these catastrophes and awakenings, and destructions, and tornadoes, all of these major events to society to wake them up. The COVID was awakening. was awakening. And we lost so many of our family members. So many Americans have died through that COVID. But when we, may Allah forgive them their sins and grant them the paradise. But when we get so diluted into everyone else's problem, we forget about our own. And we forget to make ourselves a scientist, or make ourselves the inventors of science, or to make ourselves the leaders, or to help ourselves agriculture. We forget about it, and we co-sign with others that have no true interest in Allah, and have no true interest in the Rasulullah, and we have no true interest in equality to all people. So we get caught in these segments, and we get caught in these things that withhold our ummah and doesn't progress it, that push us forward. It's just like the flower and the seed from the watermelon. It grows to a big watermelon, and it's sweet and has seeds in it. And so it's ready to, even after you eat it, it's ready to give you more life and more matter. And even after you eat it with the seeds, you can spit them back out and put them back in the ground, and it's ready to reproduce and reproduce and reproduce and reproduce until it's met its maximum. But Allah does that for science for the believers, so that it can be productive and we can produce. We can produce. And our power of producing is to get togetherness. It's not to divide our ummah with things that Allah already know that is divided. And he says that we will be held accountable on that Yom Kiyama for the 72 sets that there is. But we should utilize our power. We have power. We have a lot of power. And we have a lot of power that we have not used. Power that is not being used as it is either it's inferiority or superiority or it's laziness. Or it's the spirit that Allah have not put back into us because we procrastinate. We're procrastinating and not doing the order that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warn us and tell us in Quran and teachings of Rasulullah and teachings of good leaders and Warahdi Muhammad and other good leaders that Allah had blessed with the ability to teach us something. But we should be producing, and our power of producing is togetherness. When the shayateen has separated us, children from parents, parents from children, and husbands from wives and wives from husbands, and family members from family members. And shayateen is doing his job. Shayateen is supposed to do their job, supposed to do shayateen job. Lucifer is Lucifer. The jinn is a jinn. And the Muslim is supposed to be on their job. The believer is supposed to be on their job. The Khalifa, the Muhajideen, is supposed to be on our job. And we're supposed to be on our job to the point where Shaitan runs from the believers. He runs because they know the unity and the spirit is so deep. It's so deep, especially when we say Allahu Akbar, and that contentment, the spirit of the softness of the voice, but the hardness of the word. It rotates the mind and it makes them curiosity. And some people are scared, but those who run from the Almighty. But the Almighty only wants to bring us to his kingdom, and he only wants us to give us his paradise, and he only wants us to forgive us and purify us, and he only wants us to admit our ways and to become better people. And we must know that Allah is Akbar. Allah is the judge for all mankind and all people, so that we have we are not Allah. We're not Allah. But what we can do is to believe in Allah and to follow what he say follow. Righteousness is not whether you turn your head to the right or to the left. righteousness is to believe in Allah, to believe in his prophets, to believe in his books, and to believe in his angels.
That is it. Okay, alhamdulillah. Thank you, brother.
All praise due to Allah. Assalamu alaikum.
I'll give us a couple of poems before we close out. It's a la la.
Yes, sir. Alhamdulillah. Yes, sir. Okay. I've seen better days, but I've also seen worse. I don't have anything I want, but I do have all I need. I woke up with some aches and pains, but I woke up just then. My life is not perfect, but I am blessed. Amen, amen, amen. Here's golden advice from Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Respect three people, parents, teachers, elderly. Have three things in you, honesty, faith, good deeds. Free yourself from three things, arrogance, superiority complex, and denying the truth, cheating, and debt. Have control over three things, tongue, anger, soul. Save yourself from three things, bad deeds, backbiting, jealousy. Obtain three things, knowledge, manners, piety. Keep things, three things pure, the body, clothes, and thoughts. Remember three things, death, favor others, helping you, advice. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Yes. Okay, can I say one more?
Yes, ma'am, and close out, please.
Yes, sir. Okay. My prayer for you, may Allah fill your family with unity and joy, friends with loyalty and trust, heart with love and peace, soul with praise and thanksgiving, mind with wisdom and discernment, body with vibrant health, days with wonderful memories, life with purpose. Amen, amen, amen. Order Bilal Aman Shaitan Raji. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ku Allahu Ahad, Allahu Samad. Lam Yulad, Lam Yulad, Lam Yuku, Ku Fuwa Ahad. Amen, and good night. And remember Allah, Allah, remember you.
Boy, thank you so much. Allah bless us all. Let's keep working in the middle of this and keep working together and being kind to each other. And Allah protect us all. We'll be back at the same time. May Allah continue to bless us. Juma Mubarak. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Juma Mubarak.
Juma Mubarak.